The American Medical Association has approved a series of measures it says would reduce gun violence in the U.S. At its annual policymaking meeting, the AMA endorsed proposals to ban people younger than 21 from buying or owning guns or ammunition, and to push for laws that would allow people who've threatened imminent violence or relatives of people considered suicidal to get a court to remove guns from the home, among others. Dr. David Barb is the immediate past president of the AMA. And Dr. Barb, what led to the group's decision to vote on these measures, and what led to their approval, do you think?
We have 20 years of policy on gun violence across a variety of topics, but as states and specialty societies began submitting resolutions for our annual meeting that just concluded, we realized that in light of the mass shootings and the school shootings that we've seen in the last year or two, that there was tremendous passion and interest in continuing to expand our policy base on gun violence and to really raise the volume on our advocacy to make additional changes.
Do you think that adding the AMA's voice on this issue will have any measurable impact on change?
Oh, I think definitely so. The AMA is the oldest and largest national physician organization, and it's who people turn to for information about what the physicians of this country think, and quite honestly, on healthcare, you know, advice, if you will. And I don't just mean clinical advice, but health policy advice. So we're hoping to make a big impact with our new policies and the renewed public interest in reducing gun violence in this country.
What was the discussion and maybe even the debate like among the members of the AMA? Because I would imagine that this probably wasn't a unanimous decision, right?
Some of these were very controversial. Others were nearly universally adopted. This is not a gun control issue for us. It is not a Second Amendment issue for us. It's how do we make our schools safer? How do we identify individuals that may be prone to violence and get guns away from them or keep them from getting their hands on guns? And much of this relates to suicide and domestic violence.
Now, I've spoken with doctors about the issue of guns before, and I've heard from a few of them that, you know, even just when they're in the exam room talking to a patient, even just asking the question, do you have guns in your home, can lead to nasty responses or patients walking out or leaving the practice altogether. How do doctors try to have these kinds of conversations with their patients, especially in the cases where maybe they worry about a patient, you know, being depressed or thinking about suicide, and really get to an answer as opposed to just getting to a response which maybe doesn't have the kind of impact they want it to have?
Having a good constructive interaction with a patient is the art of medicine. There's the science side of medicine where we need to know the medications and the disease conditions, but there's the art of medicine with regard to when to broach a subject like gun violence or guns in the home, how to broach it, how to help the patient feel comfortable talking about that so that they don't feel this is judgmental. They don't feel it is an invasion of the privacy. They feel it is a genuine interest on the part of the physician to help with their health or their family's health.
Is that easier or harder to do in certain places or with certain maybe populations of patients?
So I think it is actually easier now that the public conversation has risen to the level that it has. It doesn't surprise a patient now when a physician asks, do you have guns in the home? You know, maybe a couple of years ago, 5 or 10 years ago even, that would have sounded like a question that came out of left field. But I think now patients almost expect it, and many of them welcome it. It is only the infrequent patient that becomes defensive or is very concerned when a physician asks a legitimate question about how to reduce the risk of harm in an individual's household, and in this case, with respect to gun violence.
So now that the AMA has approved these proposals, what happens next? I mean, what will the AMA and its members be doing to try to act on some of these?
So several different things. First of all, we have released several news releases so that it raises the awareness. We need, first of all, the legislators to hear this. Both the local, state, and national legislators need to know what the physicians of America think. Secondarily, the public needs to know, because many times it takes public pressure on the legislators to do the right thing. Physicians are all about prevention, and particularly when it comes to gun violence, there aren't many chances to pick up the pieces. And we have to move upstream. We have to reduce the tendency to violence. We have to reduce the opportunity to use a gun to promote violence, either in a domestic partnership or for the purpose of suicide. So that is our highest priority, is to make sure that we can identify and reduce the tendency toward gun violence in this country.
All right. Dr. David Barb is the immediate past president of the American Medical Association. Dr. Barb, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your interest in this topic. Very important.